Mix 106.5.
Oh, hello. What's up, everybody? Welcome to your Wednesday show. Is it Wednesday? It's Wednesday, right? Yeah,
yes.
Wednesday. Did you want to say hi? What, you can't hear you? Oh, your mic's not off.
Yeah.
I was like, there's a lot of buttons over here today. Sorry.
Hi.
What's up? I was like, did you not want to say hi? You used to say hi there. What's up?
I was. Good morning. Happy Wednesday and happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Yes, today is the day of my birth. Thank you.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Everyone, celebrate me. Celebrate me today. Today will be all about the celebration of my birth.
Goodness. Yes,
so today is my birthday. I'm not a big birthday person, though, so, like...
What?
I'm really not. You know goodness. That. I'm not a big birthday person.
The whole... yoga extravaganza.
I know, but Charlotte hasn't known me long enough to know that I've got so much massive birthday trauma that I'm not like a...
Well, that's fair.
Yeah, like, I don't like do like big birthday. That was more, last year was more of like a caricature of what I'm not, but
took it so seriously though.
I know, and so this year, like, okay. Literally, like,
such a contradiction.
I'm not like, I'm not even like my friend's like, what are you doing for your birthday? I'm like, literally nothing this year.
But you're going to New York this weekend, though.
My mom is going to meet my mom in New York, my brother in New York for a little trip this weekend doing High Rocks. That's it. That's the only thing to do my birthday.
But you're taking a long weekend. That's a big deal. New York is a trip.
It's not for my birthday. That's what I'm saying. Last year was so traumatizing. I'm like literally not even like really doing much of anything. Okay. Anyway, but we'll do a Would You Rather Wednesday in honor of my birthday today. So, because some people are birthday people and some people aren't. So let's do extreme birthday type things. So would you rather, in honor of birthday season, would you rather nobody mention your birthday on your birthday at all? Okay. Mm-hmm. So like your day goes by and like nobody mentions your birthday at all. Or would you rather have a surprise party for you and there's 1,000 people there? Okay. Would you rather there be a day goes by, your birthday goes by, not one person mentions it, like not a soul, or there's a surprise party for you and 1,000 people show up? Which one would you rather? Yes.
I would do surprise party just because I've never done that before. I've never had a surprise party. So I feel like that'd be kind of cool just to kind of like check that off your bucket list of experiences, having a surprise birthday party.
And 1,000 people you got to like talk to?
Yeah.
You'd like that. It would be a party.
We would all start doing the cha-cha slide together at some point. You know, the Soulja Boy. Like it would be a collective group activity thing. It'd be a good time.
Charlotte, which one are you going
to
do?
Yeah. When I lived in Philly, I used to have birthday parties where like 300 people would come. God. So I'm already like... on that train. Like, I definitely want the 1,000 person birthday party. That sounds awesome.
I can't imagine just walking into a room and 1,000 people staring at me. I don't even know what I would do. I'm not even sure what I would say to all those people. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even know what would you even talk about with so many people after a while, you know?
You don't even have to. You just dance.
Yeah, I guess.
You just dance.
I don't know.
Just vibe.
For me, it'd be the complete... So I'm kind of curious. Would you... So for me, yeah, I could honestly go through this whole day and nobody even mention that today is my birthday and be completely 100% okay with it. So which side do you want? It's going to be a day of like nobody mentioned your birthday, or... you got to go the completely opposite, where like basically the whole city shows up and it's like, yay, it's all about you. Which one are you on?
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
The Maryland Zoo in Baltimore is celebrating its 150th anniversary by bringing back its legendary summer party, Zoomerang. It's going to be extra special this year because not only is the event back for the first time in years, but guests will be the very first people to see the new red panda habitat. There's going to be dancing and dining under the stars, dozens of your favorite local restaurants for food vendors and more. But the event is one of the zoo's biggest fundraisers, helping them take care of all of the animals and also with conservation efforts around the world. The Zoomerang event is this Friday on June 12th from 6 to 11 p.m. and you can get tickets and all the info you need at marylandzoo.org.
Number two.
McDonald's is celebrating the FIFA World Cup with their new FIFA World Cup 26 meal, which comes with one of 9 collectible cups featuring numerous soccer stars, and that's hitting their menus officially starting tomorrow, June 4th. Now, these are going to be available all day, including breakfast, which is pretty cool. And then the kids are going to get their own version of the FIFA World Cup 26 meal. That's going to start on June 9th. And their meal comes with one of 23 Squishmallow plushies, including versions of World Cup mascots.
Number one.
Tom Holland has revealed that his dyslexia is the main reason why he has repeatedly declined opportunities to host Saturday Night Live, despite being a longtime fan of the iconic sketch comedy show. Speaking with Amy Poehler on her Good Hang podcast, the actor explained that he's heavily dyslexic, and that is the reason why he's never done SNL, citing the show's obviously reliance on cue cards. Now, reading to himself isn't the main issue, but he explained that he struggles when he has to read out loud, and then that's when he experiences a mental block that causes him to freeze. Take a listen.
And the truth is that I'm actually just really scared at the prospect of, I love the show, yeah. And I love the idea of having fun and making a fool of yourself in such a fun, creative way. It's just that thing of the cue cards.
You have to remember, there have been people that have hosted that have been fully on drugs.
Yeah, that is true.
I watched this interview yesterday and I felt bad because at first I was like, well, I guess he could just memorize the sketches. But then when it comes to SNL, sometimes they drop and ad literally right before they go on air.
Yeah, there's so much to memorize. I don't know that you could do that show without like reading those cue cards constantly. You know, I feel him. I'm such a terrible reader that like I couldn't do a show like that. It's why I can't do TV. I can't read a teleprompter for anything. Mm-hmm. So I like, if they were like, hey, come do that, I'd be like, no, that would stress me out. Some people are really good at reading on the fly like that. I could never do a show like that.
I hope there's something they can figure out, not only for him, but just other artists and performers who are dyslexic. Because I'm sure he's the first one that I've ever heard spoken publicly about. That's the reason why he hasn't done SNL, but I'm sure there's a lot of other people that experience that too.
Yeah.
This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning.
Which one of the seven deadly sins do you feel like you commit the most? And Jess was like, wait, I need a reminder of what the seven deadly sins are, which is fair before we get into this.
I need a reminder, and the only reason why I can vaguely remember a few is because of the America's Next Top Model photo shoot that they did.
Okay, it's been a while since we've been to church. Let's go through the seven deadly sins, because they actually asked people this question. And I think that what we can do actually on the show, this could be fun. We can say what we think we commit the most, and maybe we can say what we feel like the other person commits the most, you know what I mean, for each other.
Okay.
So let's do this. We'll go through the seven deadly sins, and you can also text us which one you feel like you do, and we can then tell you what most people actually commit the most, all right? So there's pride, which is, you know, thinking that you're better than other people. You always need to be right, okay?
Okay.
There's envy, which is obviously wanting something that somebody else has, mm-hmm. or resenting them for what they have. There's wrath, which is rage or anger or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Gluttony, which would be overindulging in things like food, drink, or excess of anything else.
Shows. TikTok.
Sure. TikTok. I didn't think of that. Yeah, gluttony.
I think that counts.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to change my answer now.
I think I know what my answer is.
Lust, which is, you know, obsessive desire. It really could be anything, but usually in, you know, sexual stuff or people or stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Sloth, which is being lazy, avoiding responsibility, lacking motivation, or greed, which is wanting things like money, possession, or power.
Mm.
So of the seven deadly sins... Mm-hmm. Let's start with Jess.
Oh, am I going to say mine or you guys are going to say me first?
Let's say which one we think you are first, and then you can tell us which one you think you are. Charlotte, which one do we think that Jess commits the most out of all of these first?
I feel like I'm slightly influenced by her reaction to the gluttony one.
I know.
I ruined the game.
But when I think about it, like, I'm like, okay, true. Like, you are a foodie. Like, I don't think you, like, overeat or anything, but I think you enjoy food and fun things, you know, and the shows you like.
It's got to be
Jess
gluttony.
Is such an angel. Like, she's certainly not wrath.
No,
like,
she's not wrath.
Angry?
It's not wrath. It's not envy. It's not really pride. I think it has to be gluttony, because anything that you love, like, you
I
love
get
it. Like, you get obsessed.
I think that's
like
it.
Like, Taylor Swift gluttony. Like, that's
anything gluttony. Anything. Literally anything gluttony.
Like, hands down gluttony. We're going gluttony.
Yeah, that's the answer.
Are you gluttony?
Yeah.
And it's because it's like, and I think when we think of gluttony, especially, again, America's Next Top Model, like, her theme was like food. She was surrounded by food. I don't think it just has to do with food, mm-hmm. like with TikTok or honestly just shows. Like, I will like do a deep dive. Like, I will literally, once I get hooked on something, no matter what it is, it could be a TV show, it could be a new hobby. It could be anything. It could be an artist. I get so obsessive. Yeah. I love to love stuff.
It's gluttony. Okay. Yeah. We're talking about which one of the seven deadly sins do you feel like you commit the most? And by the way, we have the number one answer, what most people say theirs is, and I'm kind of surprised. All right, let's do Charlotte. Jess, let's decide first what we think Charlotte probably commits the most. What would you think just by knowing Charlotte?
The only reason I'm doing, what is it? What's the tired one?
Sloth.
The only reason why I'm doing that is because she loves her naps.
I was going to say the same thing.
She's an avid napper.
It's not
and
even
it's for a long time.
I get worried about Charlotte. Charlotte's one, you have friends like this that like just disappear for hours and like you're worried about
but
them
because
you're
sleeping.
Like, she's like one of those just like sleepy girls. I'm going sloth.
Absolutely. Was going to say sloth.
Yeah.
I'm the sleepiest woman alive.
Yeah.
And I have a full blown segmented sleep schedule because the thing is, I only sleep 4 hours at night.
Yeah.
So I get most of my sleep during the day, which is kind of weird, but with these jobs hours it works for me
straight up.
So sloth. I love bed rot time. 100%
sloth is it. Okay, all right, let's do the creams. I don't think he really commits any sins, to be honest with you. He's pretty on the up and up, if you ask me. Between the two of you, what do you think I commit out of all of these seven deadly sins? I know it's gonna be hard to pick because I'm pretty perfect, but which one do you think I am?
Well, that's a perfect transition to what I was gonna say of pride.
Yeah, definitely pride. Definitely pride.
Why pride?
Because it has to be your way or no way. And if it's not, then you're angry or you pout or whatever. So at this point, we just let you. You know what I mean?
Nobody believes in you the way you believe in you.
I've been in this industry
for 25 years.
Damn. I wasn't going to say that one.
What were you going to say?
I mean, it doesn't matter anymore. It sounds like you guys know everything about me.
Here we go. See, you're proving it.
In real time.
You're proving it.
I honestly was having a hard time trying to decide because I do so many of these, to be honest with you. Honestly, greed was going to be probably my number one answer. I'm pretty money motivated and I like to like make a lot of money. But I'm envious, man. I'm prideful, lustful. Man, I'm not good at these. I'm not good at these seven deadly sins.
Yeah.
The number one people say that they are is prideful. So if you're prideful, apparently, like me, then that's
happy pride.
You're happy pride month.
Yeah, happy pride.
Little different.
Way different.
Little
pride.
Different. A little bit different.
Way different pride.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000.
All right, it's a twist on the usual game. We'll explain as we get into this. Caller number 10 is going for that $1,000 over at Royal Farm. What's up? Good morning. Who's this? Hi.
This is Kristen.
Kristen, what's up?
Hey,
number 10.
Good morning.
Oh, my gosh.
What's up?
Mike?
Yeah, you're back. What's up? Wait, what?
Wait, who's in the car?
What's going on?
Well, it's Kristen and Casey, and now Caleb is joining us.
Oh, that's cool. Where's Caleb?
He's right next to me.
Oh, wait. Oh, and Caleb. Everybody's
Casey,
here.
Casey, Caleb, and Kristen.
Oh, yeah, and Caleb.
I thought Caleb wasn't here. What's up, Caleb? What's going on? How are we doing?
Good.
Oh, good. Okay, there's Caleb. How many days of school left, by the way? We're getting close to the end, aren't we?
Yes, 12 days.
I know. I know we got the countdown.
You're
down.
So close.
I know we got the countdown. Well, welcome to the game. It's going to be a little bit different today. Jess, do you want to explain what we're doing? Because it's a smidge a little different than the usual round.
Yes, this is Kramer's birthday round. So if you can answer seven trivia questions about Kramer in 60 seconds, you win a $1,000 Royal Farms gift card. But if you mispronounce one, if you get one wrong or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass. And then we can go back to them only if there's time at the end. Kristen, Casey, and Caleb, you guys ready to play?
Just letting you know, we will not do well because we literally only can listen for like 15 minutes in the morning.
Well, this is a disadvantage. Okay. And by the way, I just saw these questions for the first time. These are some deep dive questions. Charlotte, I think Charlotte wrote these questions, by the way. These are some deep dive questions. So we'll try our best at least, all right?
I think it's a good mix of like easy, medium, hard.
All right, let's give it a shot.
Your chance at $1,000 to Royal Farms starts now.
Question number one, what is Kramer's real last name?
Oh, God.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Pass.
Question number two, what activity did Kramer invite his friends to do with him on his birthday last year?
Pickleball.
Yeah, this is tough. If you only list for 15 minutes, it's going to be tough. It's going to be a tough round.
I know.
It was yoga.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's a good one, though. I love yoga.
Yeah, yoga's fun. It's, you should have been there. It was a good time. all right. Well, we're going to have to kind of blow through these. They're not going to know any of these answers, probably. So we'll just kind of blow through some of these questions and answers really quick then, I guess.
Yeah, we can play for the, yeah, we can play the rest of the
round. I wish I would have heard it was your birthday. I would not have called in today because I would have wasted it for somebody else.
Well, it's all right. I mean, you can at least wish me happy birthday sometime. I don't know.
Happy birthday. Thank you.
Yeah, we can play the rest of the round for fun. So okay. Back to number one that we passed on. What is Kramer's real last name? His real last name is Yancey.
That's my real last name. Yep.
Number two, yeah, last year he did a yoga birthday party. Now moving on to question number three. What was Kramer's beloved chihuahua's name?
Do you know this at least? Oh, my God. Please say you know my dog's name.
Oh, my gosh.
You don't? Okay.
I'm so bad with names.
It's Kiki. My dog's name is Kiki. Oh, my God.
I said Kiki. Was that right?
Yeah.
Okay, it was Kiki.
Correct.
Yeah, okay, good.
You know that. I got that one.
Rest in peace, Kiki.
I did know that one.
Yeah, number four. Who recently gave Kramer a pamphlet about midlife crisis?
Do you know that story?
Amelia? I don't know.
No, my doctor sent me down.
Doctor.
Yeah, she sent me down about midlife crisis. Yeah, it's all right.
Number five, who do we call Kramer's alter ego when he complains to customer service?
I do not know.
That's Kramer Karen, or we also would have accepted the Kramers as well.
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
Number six, what is the name of the podcast that Kramer does with his mom?
Kramer and Mom.
Yeah. Kramer and Mom is kind of cute. It's Certified Mama's Boy. And then this last question, number seven. Which McDonald's menu item has Kramer said he would break his veganism for?
This is such a deep dive, man. This one's
McRib.
Tough.
Yeah,
yo!
That's the McRib. Dude,
wait.
You've said that so many times on air, actually.
Yo, how do you know the McRib, though? That was such a deep dive. That was a deep cut. That's a deep cut.
I have heard it for you.
Yeah, okay, all right. You know the McRib.
I don't realize how much you have said that, though.
Yeah, you know the Krames, then. If you know the McRib, you know the Krames. That's for sure. All right,
thanks for having fun with us, Kristen, Casey, and Caleb.
For sure. All right, things are back to normal tomorrow morning, so thank you guys for having some fun, and we'll be back tomorrow.
Thank you. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it, guys.
Have a good day, you guys. The $1,000 Minute is sponsored by Royal Farms. With the ROFO Rewards app, you'll get exclusive deals every day. To join, text ROFO, R-O-F-O, to 43751. Royal Farms, real fresh, real fast.
You ask the question.
Hey.
We can't hide.
Make it hot.
It's the Hot Seat with Kramer and Jess.
Quickly becoming Baltimore's most awkward radio segment, but really how awkward it comes down to you. You're in control of this segment, right? Jess, what is the Hot Seat?
You get to ask a member of the show any question that you want. It can be a personal question, or maybe it could even be an update on some saga that we never got to the bottom of. It's really up to you, and you can leave a voicemail at 855 Kramer Jess to hear your question on the air.
Yep, so get creative and let's see how this goes today. We'll spin our wheel of names and figure out who's going to be in the hot seats for today.
Kramer.
It's my birthday, bro. Like, come on. I feel like on your birthday, you shouldn't have to be in the hot seat. I feel like that's how it should work.
I mean, I think it's the complete opposite of that. It is your birthday, so it would be surprising if you weren't in the hot seat.
All right, let's do the question. Here we go.
Hi, this is Tiffany from Pasadena, and I have a question for Kramer. So, Kramer, you say a lot of really wild things on the air, and I was just wondering if you've ever said anything on the air that you regret because later you found out that you were absolutely 100% wrong.
Thanks, Tiffany, for the question. Have I ever said something on the air because I felt like I was 100% wrong?
Something you regret?
Something that you regret.
I was 100% wrong. Mm-hmm. That's a tough question. Am I ever wrong about anything?
What?
No.
Oh, my God.
There's that pride again.
No, because I'm never 100% wrong about anything. That's just true. I'm never 100% wrong about anything. Have I ever regretted things that I've said on the air? Yeah, I regret a lot of the things that I say on the air. Not a lot, but I regret. I'll tell you what I do regret saying on the air. How about that? Can we go through a list of things I regret saying on air?
Sure.
Because I'm never 100% wrong about anything I've ever said on the air. And I stand by that.
Okay.
I'll say that here on my birthday. I'm never 100% wrong on anything.
Well, it's your birthday,
air,
so
right?
We'll
so I can speak my
ahead.
Truth, right?
Sure.
What do I feel bad about saying on the air? How about that? You want to talk about that?
Yeah, I mean, I do think that this is a crazy loophole, but go ahead.
Because I'm not 100% wrong. I'll stand by it. I'm not 100% wrong.
Okay.
Like, I felt bad about what I said on Monday's show because I don't ever want teachers to walk away from this show feeling like underappreciated.
Oh, okay.
That's for sure. If you weren't here on Monday's show, there's things that I'll say when I'm y'all. This show is not scripted, right? You got to understand. We walk in, we have callers calling in. I mean, this is an improv show, right? Like we don't know what's going to happen. If things we're just talking like you and your friends, right? So on Monday, we had a segment with a woman that called in and said that she didn't feel like she should have to pitch in for her end of the year teacher gift for a kid. And I said something along the lines of, if you have, back in the day, I don't feel
you said,
like,
is this contributing to the wussification of America?
Yeah. Now that the parents, you know, teachers basically expect, do teachers have to, you know, expect to get gifts nowadays? I feel like that's the wussification of America. And I did, listen, it's not what I meant. It truly is not what I meant. And there was a lot of discourse about that, not only from you guys, but there was a lot of discourse online after the video got posted. Mm-hmm. And it's not how I feel. It's truly not how I feel about mm-hmm. teachers because our teachers, first off, dear God, you guys get locked into a classroom.
Also, wussification is a made up word.
I don't think it is.
That's a real word.
Like I said, it's not, I'm never 100% wrong. Okay.
Oh,
Well, I'm pretty sure wussification is a word, but I like segments like that, I'll walk away and I'm like, that's not what I meant. I would never want teachers to feel bad about the things that I say about them. You know what I mean? That's never my goal. It's never like what I mean by that. But sometimes my words just aren't my sentiment. So let me just use this segment right now. But I say, teacher, my dear God, here at the end of the school year, I hope you know that you do it. You deserve to feel appreciated. You deserve to feel loved. But no, I'm never 100% wrong about anything that I say on this show. But that was one I walked away with. So there's your hot seat question. Hey, get your questions in, y'all. 855 Kramer Jess. We'll do it again next week. All right. What did your wedding end up costing you guys, like, total? Do you remember at the end of the day? Because, I mean, it hasn't been that long. I've got the new updated total for the average wedding cost in 2026. And I'm mm-hmm. like, dang, man. Like, I don't know. By the way, the DC area, by the way, us, we'll just say, is in the top 10 for most expensive areas.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't know. What was your total for your wedding a couple of years ago?
I think it was like between $26,000 and $28,000, like after everything.
Which now sounds like a steal, to be honest with you. I mean, when looking at these prices, I'm like, that seems like a steal. I remember, so I was, when I got married back in 1900.
In 1901.
It was a nickel. We got married for a nickel.
My tux cost 50 cents.
That's what it feels like now when I've been married so long. I mean, see, I got married in 2008. Our wedding, I think, total was around $40,000. Mm. Now, that's 2008 money, y'all. So it was pretty pricey wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, nowadays, are you ready for this? The average across the country is about $36,000, which is pretty damn high. Now, for the DC area, so like for us, you ready for this? We're in the top 10. It's $63,000.
No.
Oh, my God.
It's $63,000. $63,000. We're the number 9 area for the most. That's more expensive than a lot. I mean, we're kind of inching our way close to, like, California prices now.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is, like, absolutely insane. We're not quite New York. New York's, like, the number one most expensive. Mm-hmm. I'll give you that price in a second. But we're about $63,000 for a wedding.
The venues alone are like,
and also
very pricey.
You could be getting the same exact thing, but if it's for a wedding, they hike up the prices so much, man. It's stupid.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Like, honestly, and this is why I have a hard time. Like, if I meet somebody now and they haven't been married before, and they're like, "Oh, I want this big dream wedding," I'm like, "Listen, I don't know. I don't think I could do it again and take it seriously. I'm not going to shell out $60,000 again."
I hear you. But also at the same time, to take that experience from somebody who hasn't had it before is kind of heartbreaking.
And I couldn't. And I wouldn't. And I want them to have that. But I'm also not going to shell out
$63,000. Like, I want a big wedding someday. But I'm like,
I mean, seriously. But knowing that, Charlotte, knowing that, like, it's going to cost, I mean,
I don't
realistically
know.
Could cost between probably $40,000 and $60,000.
I might just make it secret that it's a wedding.
Yeah, seriously, it'd be like Charlotte's big backyard
they
bash.
Don't need to know.
Like, I don't know.
Are you talking
party.
About to vendors so
yeah.
you don't get like kind of sidestepped?
Yeah.
I kind of feel you on that.
I mean, let's just go through some of these prices for things like the venues around about $8,500. Photography, how much was yours though?
Bro,
I know. Jess went crazy.
You know that was the most expensive thing I paid for.
What was it?
So this was photography and video. Videography, okay? Yeah. And I know that this is out of control, but I have to tell you, I don't regret it. And, you know, if you need me to talk about why I don't regret it, we can get into it. But it was like over $8,000.
That's insane.
But no, but it wasn't.
No, it's a lot.
But it
That's
wasn't. But can I just say that like the quality of it was a movie.
It's
and
beautiful.
Also the pair that I found, they just got engaged recently. So shout out to them. Tiffany
Wait,
and AK.
they just worked together, then they got engaged?
They work together. They do
oh,
work
funny.
Together and they just got engaged.
Yeah.
The thing is though, is you spend all day with these people and if you have to have a connection to them, aside from the vision of what you want for your day, they got along with my family so well, and I don't regret it because I watch everything every single year.
I'll tell you who doesn't regret it either. Them. $8,000.
It was worth it.
Photography and but I'll
it's
be
a
honest
memory.
With you.
Lasts forever.
Photography right now, $4,400. Videography about $4,000. So
well,
you're not
same,
far off.
Yeah, it was
from
a combo.
Man.
Yeah.
Bar services, $5,500. Wedding dresses, about $2,000 right now. Which that seems. It's kind of inexpensive.
No, that's around how much mine was.
I was going to say, it doesn't seem like it's that far off. So just know, about $63,000 in our area, ready for New York.
Yeah.
$99,000.
Whoa!
Right about $100,000.
You
right
better,
now in New York.
You better see the Statue of Liberty.
In the Statue
she
of
better
Liberty.
Be in your pictures. It's Kramer's birthday.
Oh, boy, man, you know how much I love not knowing what's happening on the air. It's my favorite thing. It's exactly what I want for my birthday. Thank you guys.
And it's my favorite thing because I know how upset and crazy it makes you. So today is Kramer's birthday, and in honor of your birthday,
yeah,
we all know how much you love to hear people talk about you.
Well, sometimes
he loves verbal affirmation.
That is true. It's my love language.
Yeah.
It's words
it
of affirmation. It's is that is very
I do
true.
Pay attention to what you say sometimes.
Thank you, Charlotte.
So in honor of your birthday, we have created a game called Roast or Toast.
Hang on. I feel like we need music for this. Okay, roast or toast. All right.
So for Kramer's birthday game, Roast or Toast, we have reached out to three people that love him dearly and know all of his secrets. His sister, Maggie. His friend, Miguel, and his mother, Mama Nancy Yancy.
Okay.
Now, we have given these loved ones a choice. Would they like to toast you, give you a heartfelt message on your birthday?
Yeah.
Or would they like to give you a roast? And you are going to guess before you hear your beloved message on the air if it's going to be a roast or toast. And you're going to find out in real time what kind of birthday message you're going to get.
Love this. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Do you love it?
Yeah. All right.
First up is your sister, Maggie. And what do you think is she going to go with? Is she going to go with the roast or is she going to go with the toast?
You know, my sister and I have a very tricky relationship. We're very brother-sister, as the title goes. I'm going to assume we're in good terms right now.
Does it depend on the state of the relationship?
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
You know, she just got done with brain surgery. So I got to equate that into the equation.
Meaning what?
She may be a little off mentally right now. You know what I mean? I mean that in all sincerity.
Kramer?
I mean that in all sincerity. She's
recovering
from brain surgery.
Yes.
Yeah, for real. I'm gonna go with roast though. Knowing my sister, I'm going roast.
Okay.
So this is my sister Maggie right here.
Hi, this is Maggie, Kramer's sister. I absolutely love and admire Steven for his ambition. And once he sets his mind to something, he works really hard to push through challenges to accomplish a goal. Mm-hmm. You know, we've seen this most recently in his High Rocks competitions. Or over the years, he's done various hiking trips. I know he just got back from one, which is awesome.
60 miles.
He really, you know, always wanted to be a radio morning show host, which he's absolutely soared through and been really successful there. So I'm just really proud, and that inspires me. And I know that he inspires others with this.
damn it.
Happy birthday, Steve. Oh, man. Love you.
I feel a little bad now, huh? Yeah,
way to roast her.
Yeah.
When you're the one, it's roast or toast for you, not for your poor sister who's recovering with three triplets.
The brain surgery. I wasn't sure. And she's doing great, by the way. I just wasn't sure. Okay, next.
Next is your friend, Miguel.
It's for sure roast.
I don't
Miguel
know.
Miguel is, he can be a real jerk sometimes, man. He's one of my best friends, but he can be a jerk.
All right, we're two for two on Kramer roast.
Yeah, way to roast your loved ones.
He can just really
call him a jerk. Superstar broadcaster. No, he knows what the people want.
Let Miguel speak.
All right, here goes my friend Miguel.
One of my favorite memories of Kramer is when he went to Panama City Beach, Florida to interview for a job. I went with him, and after he did days of interviews, we went out to what was then called Club La Vila, the largest nightclub in the USA, and had lots of adult beverages. Well, we were staying in the same hotel room because that's what they got him for the interview.
Classic.
I woke up the next morning and Steve Kramer was on his knees on the side of the bed with his pants around his ankles and Cheez-Its in his mouth and his hand.
Unchewed.
So I still don't know to this day if he was like trying to get up to the bathroom and eat the Cheez-Its in private.
You don't know.
But I was sleeping on the balcony. It was a hot mess. Have an amazing birthday, Stephen Kramer. And still glad to know that you are older than I am. Happy birthday.
Man, we don't know what happened that night.
I love
the Cheez-Its were unchewed, though. They were just disintegrating in my mouth.
You're lucky you didn't choke.
Literally, truly. Last one.
Your last one is from your mom. Is it going to be a roast or a toast?
Roast. My mom can be a real a-hole sometimes.
Three for three.
No, my mom's going to say that this is going to be the nicest thing you've ever heard in your life, y'all.
Happy birthday to my certified mama's boy. You know that I love you with all my heart. I've loved the life that we share together.
Oh my God.
I'm excited about the life still to come. And I just want you to know that one of the things I love most about you is your sweetheart.
Oh, my God.
How you love others, especially me.
I do love her.
So grateful for you.
Oh, my God.
Love you forever.
Why is she like that? Why is she just the nicest person ever?
She is.
I don't understand.
So happy birthday.
Thank you guys very much. I appreciate that. There we go. Roast or toast. Very nice game, guys. Thank you. Well, it's been quite a second since we've talked about farts, guys.
But they haven't stopped on the show.
No, that's for sure. Dr. Brantley Hall, welcome back to the show, my guy.
Happy to be back.
So if you guys don't remember this, an actual doctor, I guess we should reintroduce you. Do you want to, I guess, give your actual credentials first?
Yes.
We just call you a fart doctor. I know that's probably not the most appropriate.
It's a lot more serious than that.
Yeah.
My real title is assistant professor at the Department of Cell Biology and Molecular Genetics at the University of Maryland.
Yes.
Whoa, way more important than just farts, obviously.
Right.
I like fart doctor too.
Fart doctor's pretty fun though. I think it's pretty fun. We brought you on here because we found out that over at UMD, they're trying to they're doing a study as we speak to find out really what is a normal amount of human flatulence, and that's where you come in. And it's actually a real important study. Last time we talked to you, we kind of stumbled ourselves into this study because we didn't mean to, but you were like, well, do you want to be a part of it? And we were like, well, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we do. So you sent over these, and I'm sorry, the official name for the device is what? I want to make sure I get this right.
We call it the smart underwear.
Okay, well, that the smart underwear is what it was. One of us did this with flying colors. One of us really struggled with this on the show.
I know.
Charlotte, which one were you?
The latter.
Yeah, Charlotte really struggled with this. Do you want to explain why you really did not do well with this and how poorly you did with this study?
Let's see. I flushed my first smart underwear sensor down the toilet by accident.
Yes, I remember that day.
I kept, like, not correctly like transferring the data. It took me a while.
Yeah, how long it was a 3-day study we were supposed to do. Now, to be fair, it took me a couple of days because I did forget one of the days. I think it took me 4 days to get it done. Okay,
wait, so
fair.
How did this work? So you guys put on the underwear and then you had to enter the data into what, like an app or something?
What you do is you would take pictures of what you would eat.
Okay.
And then every time that you would pass gas, it would just note what you were doing on the app and you would upload it once a day. It was not that hard. It was not a hard study at all. That was it. Some of us really struggle, though, to get this done. I got mine done in 4 days total because I did forget today. Charlotte, it took you how long to finally
get this done? Let me pull up the... It was at least like 4 weeks.
Yeah, I was
I was wondering why.
It was like a month. I was like, it took forever.
So it's fully my fault.
You've had time to analyze the data. And we're just kind of curious from Charlotte and I doing this study, what were you able to analyze from our flatulence alone?
And who's the fartiest?
Let's start with Charlotte.
She's a Zen digester. She's in the bottom 30%. So it's like the 28th percentile.
Wait, what does that mean?
What does that mean?
It means like basically 70% of people fart more than her.
Oh, she's not very gassy.
Not very gassy.
Wow.
Okay.
Charlotte, how does that make you feel? Is that good? So wait, is that good or bad? Do you want to be like
more gassy or less gassy?
I think it's good.
Okay.
If you don't eat any high fiber food, it might be bad. But if you do eat high fiber food, it's good. So okay. I don't know, Charlotte, but like the maximum number of flatus that we counted in 1 day, 6.
You only farted 6 times? That's it?
Okay.
That's the maximum amount of farts you did?
Like that's,
I guess so.
Yo, that's wild. I would assume you'd fart like way more than that, though.
Why? Why do I strike you as a farty woman?
I mean, it just seems like, I mean, well, let's compare that to mine. Dr. Brantley Hall, by the way, on the show with us right now, he's, you know, we're calling him the fart doctor from UMD that's doing the study right now over how much gas is normal to have. Let's compare that to my results.
Okay, so you're in the 57th percentile, so just above average.
Okay.
Not crazy.
Okay.
Not crazy, but
not too bad.
I mean, 19 or 20?
20 farts.
Some small ones, like,
I feel like I have more like showstoppers. Like, well, you like tell, it's like one and done.
You tell us between the two who had the biggest fart between Charlotte and I. I can't believe it's the real topic. Who had like
you're winning this by a lot.
Wow. Yeah, really? Look at that. Yeah.
Okay, because I've also always had a theory because like I have like a pretty big butt, so I always wondered if that like it gives it more build up power. Like, is it like echoing or like is that possible for like your butt to like make your farts more powerful
this
through like
science,
the shape
people.
Of your butt?
No,
like
this is science.
I have wondered that.
If you were sitting on the device and like trapping the gas around it,
yeah.
I could see it being possible, okay. But from your data, it doesn't look like that happened.
Okay.
So I had the most and more powerful farts.
So Kramer is the fartiest.
So yeah.
You have sleep farts.
No, I know. That scares me. I was telling Charlotte actually off the air. I was like, hey, when I looked at my data, I'm not 100% sure that this is true, but I'm pretty sure I fart in my sleep. And like that terrifies me because I actually had a girl tell me that one time. She goes, hey, I'm pretty sure you fart in your sleep. And I was like,
whoa,
I don't think that's true.
That's loud enough for her to hear.
And I was like, I don't know that I can do like sleep. I'm a single guy. I don't know that I can do like, you know, sleepovers and feel comfortable with that anymore. You know what I mean?
Well,
so
according to Dr. Hall, you can't.
Yeah. So now you've added to my phobia. So was it a lot in my sleep or was it?
So yes. probably about one third in your sleep.
A third of them in my sleep.
Whoa.
Well, this is terrifying. Thank you for making time to do this and give us our results. And flatus.info, guys, if you want to find out more about what they're doing over at UMD. And seriously, I know this is like your life's work right now. So what a fun project. And everybody go find out more at flatus.info. Dr. Hall, thank you again for making time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Tell us about your worst babysitting gig ever. All right. I cannot stop thinking about this story from this time yesterday. If you were not here, I mean, this will probably go down. We always talk about like our favorite stories of the year. And there, listen, we at the end of the year, there's always a plethora. We need to actually start doing awards. I feel like at the end of the year, we should start doing like an award ceremony for your stories. Because typically it's probably a forgive and forget or a parent panel story. But like listener Sherry's story from this time yesterday was wild. I don't know that will get a worse story than this. But if you weren't here, basically the topic had nothing to do with babysitting. It just happened to be, why did you call 911?
Like, what's the most ridiculous reason why you called 911?
Right. But her story, man, listen to this.
It was the first time I was babysitting ever. And the two boys that I was babysitting wanted ice cream. And I said, no, I was just trying to follow the rules. So I put them to bed and the older one calls 911. And pretends like he's being murdered.
What happened?
Oh, yeah. Theatrics and everything. The brother in the background making gurgling noises. I'm downstairs watching a movie, and then all of a sudden the police roll up. And I answer the door and I'm like, what the heck are you people talking about? I'm just babysitting. And they're trying to get me to give them a sign of whether I'm actually okay or what? Maybe there's someone behind the door holding me at gunpoint.
No,
so it's like a nightmare. Oh, and I'm like, I am never freaking babysitting again.
Okay, so that was listener Sherry from yesterday. Is there anybody listening right now? We'll only give us a couple seconds to try to beat this. But is there anybody listening right now that has a worse story of your babysitting life where you literally had a worse experience than the cops showed up because the kids were saying that they were being murdered by you?
Even though really they just weren't getting the snack that they wanted.
And in reality, all those kids wanted. And I mean, I would assume there probably could be worse experiences out there. I mean, right, because things happen. I mean, in reality, that
things
was
happen,
that
things was, break.
That was a bunch of just brat kids that were just calling, just prank call. Really, that was really what that was. It was a really bad prank call.
That's true.
Situation.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there's got to be somebody listening right now that actually had to deal with something kind of crazy. Well, you were saying that, like, in reality, and this is kind of in reverse, but you can tell your story. This isn't exactly what we're looking for, but like, this is what I'm talking about. Like, what happened with you?
Well, I was the problem,
yeah,
in the babysitting situation. So my best friend and I were babysitting my sister. My parents were gone and we made macaroni and cheese. And I, at that age, for some reason, I cannot remember to turn off the stove all the way, like over and over and over again. It was a mistake I was making all of the time. And this time I thought I turned it off, but the gas was still on.
Yeah.
And I don't know how long it was on, but it was on for a couple of hours. So when my parents walked in, my best friend and I are like sitting on the kitchen floor and we're laughing our butts off.
See.
Probably like feeling this gas in the house.
High.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. And my mom was like, what is it? Because I guess when they walked in, she was like, what is that smell? Mm. And it filled the entire house. And she basically said, if I would have like lit a candle or something, I would have caught our home on fire. And my little sister was sleeping in her room.
That's what I'm talking about. There's got to be a story with somebody that, like, probably, I don't know if there's a fire. I don't know if, like, a kid ran away. I'm not quite sure. Hey, Mix 106.5, good morning. Who's this?
This is Amy.
Amy, you think you had a worse experience than the cops showed up because the kids said they were getting murdered?
So it was pretty bad. It was my child who was being babysat,
okay,
by my next door neighbor.
Okay.
It was her first time ever babysitting.
Okay.
Okay.
And I had, my youngest was 2 and my other one was 3.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how old was your neighbor? How old was your neighbor, by the way?
She was like 16.
Okay.
Maybe 16 or 17.
Yeah.
So, and her parents were not home. Just mind you that the neighbor's parents were not home.
Oh, God. Okay.
So, my husband and I are at work, whatever we're doing. The babysitter is outside playing with my kids. And then my youngest daughter says, I have to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
And so the babysitter's like, okay, let's all go inside and we'll go to the bathroom and we'll come back out inside and play.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my 3-year-old didn't want to go inside.
Oh no.
And she got really mad. So, and man, when she doesn't want to do something, she digs her heels in.
Oh yeah. God.
So she refused to go in. The babysitter, not really knowing what to do, was like, all right, we're just going to go real quick with the 2-year-old to the bathroom and come right back outside.
By the way, the studio is so tense right now. I can feel like the tension in the studio right now. Because we're like, okay, what's going to happen?
Yeah, what's going to happen? So needless to say, when the babysitter comes back outside a few minutes later with my 2-year-old, my 3-year-old is missing.
Gone.
No.
Can you imagine losing a kid? Can you imagine losing the kid?
Where did she go?
Wait, where is she?
She's gone. They looked for an hour.
No.
No.
They were like, the babysitter was freaking out.
This has got to be worst case scenario.
They looked for an hour. They went and the babysitter called her parents in complete panic. You know, I can't find her. She's gone.
Before she called you? Your daughter was missing for an hour?
I'm not calling the parent.
And you didn't know?
I'm not calling the parent.
No, she hasn't called us yet.
Nope.
She hasn't called us yet.
I'm not calling the parent.
We live in the country. We have 4.5 acres and are surrounded by woods.
Where was she?
So, you know, like anything could have happened. Well, it gets better because she finally did call the parents and we come racing home. And just like, so we're like about a half hour out. So we're 1.5 hours into this.
Yeah.
And after 1.5 hours, my daughter, little stinker, comes out of there. We had like a table that what the lid would flip up and down, at a upholstered table that the lid would flip up and down, and it was in the garage because we were getting rid of it.
What?
She was hiding in it.
What?
For an hour and a half.
Wait, for fun? Was this for fun?
Because she was mad.
Oh, she was just mad.
She hid herself in a table in a garage? Are you kidding me?
Because she didn't want to go inside.
That girl, 3 years old, didn't want to go inside, hid inside a table. Yes.
A table because she didn't want to go inside. She's like,
we were literally
freaking
minutes
out
from calling the police.
As you should.
Because we couldn't find her.
Oh my God. Well, this should be a very interesting round of debate or not debate. You've come in a good week for this.
To bay or not to bay. That is the Maryland question.
All right. Yeah. I'm not quite sure how we're going to do this, how to make this work, but let's get creative, everybody. To bay or not to bay, very Maryland segment that we do. If you've never done it with us before, do you want to explain the background of this? Remember this one segment we were going to do for 4 weeks and said we're never going to do it again?
Yeah, because it became the most popular segment of the show, actually, thanks to Old Bay. When we moved here about 6 years ago, everyone told us that we could put Old Bay on anything. And so we wanted to create a taste test segment around that theory and put Old Bay in things, on things, combine it with things that you typically wouldn't put Old Bay with. And we have learned that you can't put Old Bay on everything, but you can definitely put it with things that you probably wouldn't even think to try unless we did it for you first.
Charlotte, what are we doing today?
Today, we are doing cognac.
Yeah, it is.
We got some Henny in the studio.
Yeah, we do.
We literally have Hennessy in the studio.
You guys, what?
I know. So it's...
are you trying to get me lit? I've had water and coffee. That's it.
Yo,
I have
lit.
Nothing in my stomach
Let's
right
get
now.
Lit, man. It's early in the morning. Why not? It's a Wednesday. It's my
Liquid
birthday.
Liquid only.
Yo, it's my birthday. I don't drink. Somebody should drink, right?
Yeah.
So let's go. Let's get lit. I want you to drink that whole bottle. Just take the whole thing down right now.
Chug.
Honestly, I would be down if I didn't have to do something for a client today.
So fair.
So if I didn't, you know, I would do that for you.
Cognac's like kind of fancy though, right?
Yeah. This is Garage Boy's favorite.
I feel
right
like
here.
In all the rap songs, they're like, cognac. Like they always name drop it.
Moving on.
Someone has never heard a rap song before, clearly.
I can't think of which ones, but everybody always names drops like cognac because it's cool.
Literally right, never heard a rap song before, clearly.
Hold on.
All right. So it's National Cognac Day, by the way. I don't know how this is going to go. Yes.
Yeah, what am I supposed to
do? I don't know how to
it's
make
like
this work.
It's like a little taste.
Can you imagine I go walking around in this building, I have a bottle of Hennessy on
me?
No,
I love it. I love it.
They're going to freak out.
No. I was earlier to go get your cup.
Charlotte, what did they say in rap songs again?
No, let's move on. All right, here we go. Let me open this thing.
Okay. We're going to do Hennessy and Old Bay.
Oh, smell.
Yeah, man.
I can't even early tell in the morning, you the last time I took a shot of Hennessy.
This is how we're
going to
roll. Can you...
Stopped in California.
Can you... Just do you want to do it by itself first?
No, I don't. I don't.
Come
I really.
On, Jess, what happened to you?
Because
it used to be fun.
No, I mean the thing is, honestly, my only issue, I would be down. It's just the fact that I have to drive somewhere today.
This is not safe,
like,
kids.
I have to go to a client thing. Okay. Otherwise, I would indulge in this. But I think we just got to get this
a
going.
Little bit, yeah.
All right, let's
just like a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's do a little old. This is Hennessy Old Bay.
Low-key, I kind of think it might work.
It might.
I'm not gonna lie.
It's been forever since I've had Hennessy. I couldn't even tell you. All right. So Jess is going to do
I'm getting excited.
It's Hennessy with a dash of Old Bay on top of it. I don't even know what this is going to be like.
I'm kind of excited.
But let's give it a shot and see how this is. Here goes Jess.
Okay, so it's
You're
in
mixing
here.
It up with a spoon?
Well, yeah, obviously, right?
Because
if I just
How
poured
does
in
one
here,
do this? I'm not sure.
You know, I'm trying my best.
I know.
Okay?
There's no right or wrong way to be honest
like,
with you.
Yeah, like what? You're going to mix the Old Bay with Hennessy with a spoon? Like, that sentence alone is so ridiculous.
You should shake it, clearly.
Like, what are you talking about?
All right, here we go.
Oh, no.
Yeah, man.
All right, here we go.
Shots or something on my birthday. Let's go.
Okay. Shot. Happy birthday to Kramer.
Yep. That burned. I could feel it through the studio.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That was not good, you guys.
Tell us.
Oh, my God, that was not good.
That one hurt.
Oh, my eyes are watering.
They're not good.
Oh, it's burning.
Yeah, that's a lot of fire.
Woo! Yeah, so Hennessy is potent.
It's strong.
You can't really see anything through that.
Those rap videos.
Oh my gosh, you guys. I was not good at all. Sorry. There was literally no taste. It was just like, it was nasty. Old Bay and Hennessy was like, I might throw up. My mouth is like watering, and I think that's a sign that I'm about to puke.
Yeah, I think that's more of a vomit feel.
Good. That was not, that did not taste good.
Jess, when it comes to Hennessy, will you please, you've never vomited in 6 years. I'm waiting for the day. Is today the day?
I'm scared. I did not like that.
Wait, hang on. Turn the show off. Are you going to vomit?
I don't know, because that tasted really, really bad, you guys.
I would love it if you actually, for the first time.
Oh, no.
Are you going to?
I don't know, but my eyes are watering.
Are you
going
to do it? Feels, is it that feeling?
It feels like it's going to happen.
If you're going to do it, we're going to do it live on the air, I promise.
No!
Yes, we are. Yes,
no!
We are.
We're not doing
and
it.
And on video, HD,
I don't have to throw
4K.
Up. I don't have to throw up.
Okay. Is it to bay or not to bay, Jess?
It's not to bay.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to vomit?
No.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.